Everyone, we're about to begin. Be'ezras Hashem, BPJ number 91. Bais Panim Yishir Femen, Shir number 91. We're talking about a book called The Truth About Love by Pat Love. And she talks about three C's: chemistry, compatibility, and commitment. We talked about chemistry. We're going to continue to talk about it today. And then we'll get to the second one, compatibility. High chemistry couples means that they both have a very high libido, and for them, the physical intimacy, the sexual aspects, the romance aspects have a high priority in their relationships. They have a lot of energy between them. They feel in love and strong today as they did when they first met, even though it's decades later. They have a strong physical attraction to each other, a sexual attraction to each other, which actually increases over time. And they place emphasis on being together physically, on the sexual aspects, on that, to keep that relationship close. They do a lot of dating, a lot of flirting, a lot of teasing, a lot of sexual energy. These high chemistry couples always feel in love. And you would think they were newlyweds, and their eyes light up when they see each other. This could be 30 years later. And a lot of them have that very strong physical intimacy that goes extremely strong, even beyond, in older age, 60s, 70s. And the liability of this model is that it's a very vulnerable part of the marriage. It could drop the drive, which could cause lack of intimate contact, the childbirth, pregnancies, stress, hormone levels, and that's a very dangerous point for those couples that have that high chemistry couple, because in matzavim, where it's not there, it could create a distance, and one has to be very careful. The idea behind this is that one reason why they feel so much love for one another is because, when used the right way, the physical intimacy does deepen the love bond between one another. And, the body releases these chemicals, these neuron transmitters, has a profound effect on women as well as men, that promote bonding. Oxytocin is largely responsible for why you feel closer to your husband or wife and more in love when you have the regular connecting of the sexual aspects. It sensitizes the skin to touch, encourages affectionate behavior. Oxytocin levels rise during subsequent touching, and then when there's a pattern established, it increases even with the mere anticipation of the touching. And the more affectionate you are, the more endorphins are released, which causes you to be relaxed and tranquil and more sexually receptive. And oxytocin increases again during sexual activity, spikes during orgasm, remains elevated for time afterwards, flooding the both husband and wife in a bond of love. It could strengthen an erection, it could intensify ejaculation. It blocks memory, oxytocin, fascinating. It allows, when you have these unions and these orgasms and all that, the negative is forgiven, or at least forgotten for a large period of time. It's a survival mechanism in a certain way. Oxytocin, frankly, is an interesting thing. It's a chemical that's released also during childbirth that helps eradicate the memory of labor pain, that is activated again during nursing, that helps the new mother bond with the baby and perhaps forget about those sleepless nights. But that is the idea, right? Mamish says this in Chazal. Okay, we call it oxytocin releasing during childbirth that erases the memory of the labor pain. But the truth is, we have this where they bring that carbon because they may have said, "I'm never going to have children," made a shua, and then they not to be with their husbands, and then they revert back, even though the labor pains are extremely intense. They're still willing to have a child again. So these type of couples, they're often together, they're excited about the sexual aspects, they experiment, they feel physically desired by each other, they have a strong physical desire towards each other, they help each other with their desire levels, they meet each other's sexual needs, They're romantic with each other in a certain level of excitement. They have regular dates. They make it fresh. They make it exciting. And all this is very important, but it has its dangers because, again, like we said, with all marriages, you have to really make sure that the other elements of marriage is there, not just the physical, not just the sexual. Now, what is more common is when one has a stronger interest in the sexual aspects than the other. And what's important is for the higher one that has that higher chemistry, high testosterone, most likely person, to let your wife or husband know about your desire and what it's like for you. Often a person that has a higher desire assumes that the one with the lower desire is aware of it. They don't realize unless it's explained to them, sometimes by the husband or wife themselves, but sometimes they need actually a sheer, you know, to explain this, that the ones that have a higher testosterone level or a higher sexual drive, there's a tremendous amount of discomfort and frustration that occurs when you go without it for a long time. And if you believe this, if you believe that there's something wrong with your husband or wife, that they have that higher drive and you don't, they will feel punished, they will feel hurt, they will feel confused when their needs are ignored. Because the one that has the lower drive does not experience that same discomfort without frequent sex. They could go very well without it. So unless the higher level person is clear about the seriousness of how difficult it is, by being deprived of it for an extended period of time, for even a few days at a time, it's not easy for them, the lower one will not understand this. And therefore, it's very, very important. Now, when you desire, you express desire for your husband or wife, it's not just for sex. It's very important. It's about the bonding. It's about the connecting. And if someone has that lower level desire, they need to work through it to work on a happy middle ground. Because basically what could happen is, if you work together, you'll have pleasure from giving the other pleasure. And it'll feel better for you as well. And what happened was, this author says this, it's fascinating, Pat Love herself, she experimented, she was researching another book that she wrote about this subject, that she co-authored with another author, and under a doctor's supervision, she took a healthy dose of testosterone under the doctor's supervision, and when she did that, she experienced an extremely stronger sex drive, fantasized about it, always wanted it, thoughts popped into her head uninvited. And that was an eye-opener for her. It humbled her because she recognized she didn't understand the concept of someone having this taiva. By the way, this is also to be done l'kavzchus for people. We said this many times in the shiurim. People have an assumption that if someone has a high drive for these things, they're a lower person spiritually. This is not the case. A lot of it is tchunas hanefesh, or biology, or natural high or low testosterone. So it's very, very important to recognize and not judge a person because they have a higher drive doesn't mean they're a Russia or a Baltaiva or something's off with them. It doesn't mean someone has a lower drive and not interested in it. All of a sudden they're a tzaddik. They're no tzaddik. They just have a lower drive. So the one that has a lower drive has to really work on being proactive about their arousal, check the physical causes that creates this low libido, maybe a medical condition. They may need testosterone or some adjustment hormonally with a doctor. And you can make this an important part of your life and your marriage. It is important for the lower drive person, if they're married to someone with a higher drive, to make room in your life for the sexual aspects and a serious room for it. It's very, very important, and you work towards it to be an expert, to learn how to understand yourself, to be able to be receptive to your wife if you have that lower drive, to be kind and direct about the sexual needs of one another, and to be realistic about each other's needs. So one may not want sex very often and even desire to be sexual, but that's not the case with your husband or wife. So That's a very, very important to really work on that compatibility with it. And the truth is who is the one who determines how much sexual activity there is between a couple? It is the lower drive, because they often say no, and they block it, basically. So it is important. They have the control, and it's very important. If they use it too often, I'm not in the mood, I don't feel like it, and they drop it, it creates a tremendous agmas nefesh for your husband or your wife. And usually what happens is if the needs are not met, the affection shuts down and the kindness shuts down too. Not that it should, it really shouldn't, but it needs to go hand in hand. It needs to go hand in hand. It's very, very important. Some people have this only reactive type of arousal. They have to jumpstart their libido, and they cannot expect the other person to know more than, you know, to know that. So they have to work on it. Some sex therapists say, for example, is that when they both come home from work and they're tired, they know they're normally intimate that night. The desire doesn't have to be there strong in order to be together. It could be even a zero, even a that you don't feel it at all. But once you relax and you take out all the distractions, you shut your phones, the kids are already sleeping, maybe, you know, take a shower, you're calmer, you're more receptive to connecting with one another. So even if the desire is not yet there, not to get alarmed by it or anything like that, learn to connect emotionally and thus physically, and it will get better. Sometimes a woman has to go to a gynecologist to discuss these things. Sometimes a man has to go to a urologist to discuss these things, and there's treatments available if there's issues with men with erections and things like that, and with libido. Some men have low testosterone levels, and their wives want to be with them often, and they just can't because they're just always exhausted, or they don't have that drive. But it's very important to get the medical care for it. There is always medical care for it. But the idea is that always with human beings, especially with Jews, with Yidden, the idea is that always the sexual is connected to the emotional connection of bonding with one another in a real intimate way. So again, just to summarize some points of this shiur, chemistry, even though technically you could say either you have it or you don't, it's not necessarily true. It could be developed, it could be worked on, it could be a priority in life. Sometimes medical intervention is necessary to higher the libido when it's very, very low. Could be you have a very low testosterone level or whatever the case may be. It's important to have physical intimacy in one's life as in a marriage, even if they're both low drive people. It's still important if they never are connecting physically or very rarely. In some couples, maybe they're fine and it's okay and it's good and they're happy the way it is. No reason to rock the boat if that's how they feel and that's how it is and they both are at peace with it. That's perfectly fine. But unfortunately, it's very rare that they're fully at peace with it. A lot of times it's just that because it's low, whatever their physical constitution is, they don't even realize how much they could connect and they don't. And that's sad and that has to be worked through. Two people that are very high, sounds like it's a great blessing, and in a way it is, but you have to be very, very careful because, again, life has its ups and downs with these things. And if you only focus on this aspect of it, ignoring the other aspects of emotional connection, it could be damaging to the marriage. But in many, many cases you have where one has a higher level of interest and one has a lower level interest. Again, we said this many, many times, and remember this. Beteva, some people have a more of a cheshik for this than others. Some have a stronger sex drive inherently than others. It doesn't reflect on the quality of the person spiritually or mentally or emotionally. You're not a worse person because you by nature have a stronger sex drive. You're not necessarily a better person or a more refined person, or that you're able to control your desires just because you have a low drive. The reason you're able to control your desires is because you have that low drive. It's not because you're a tzaddik. So you have to be really realistic about these things, connecting with each other. The higher drive one needs to find a healthy balance. They can't be totally hyper-focused on this. But at the same time, it's important to fulfill their needs as well. The lower drive needs to make it a priority. Again, the physical aspect of life is part of what Hashem wants. There's nothing to talk about. It is true. It is the truth of it. A lot of Shalom Bayis problems. Either it was said by Rabbi Henkin, which I heard. Some people say it was Rabbi Avigdor Miller, but I heard it was Rabbi Henkin. He was a Paisik that lived here in New York as a Paisik. Even he was a little older than Rav Moshe, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. I think he was Nifter in the early 70s. And he dealt with a lot of halacha aspects and Gitin. And he says a lot of it is, the shayrish of it is because the bedroom life is not mesudah. Lot mesudah means that there is a lack of a connectivity there, a lack of understanding, a lack of working things through, and that is a shayrish of many Shalom Bayis problems. People don't talk about it a lot and put it behind the rug, but this is a very true factor of it. After daven for this, ask for siyata d'shmaya, be open and honest with each other about it, and work through these issues so it doesn't become an issue. And this could be a vehicle, this together with the emotional connection could be a vehicle of an extreme amount of menuchas hanefesh, simchas hachayim, and true love between a husband and a wife. Bracha v'atzlacha.